purely the word when you just mile is, no, I guess mile sickness.
And what's just sick? I mean,
just sick is sick. When you're real sick, you're not puny. You're sick.
What about terrible?
Terribly sick. You're very.
So are you going to die some if you feel terrible?
No, not necessary. That would be gravely.
Now, a person who can lift weights, you know, you could say he's real
strong.
And is there another word there?
No, I don't think so.
Well, what about if you you were talking about making butter?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about before it's getting what's it do?
Gathered.
Before it gets rancid, it gets.
Oh, tainted.
Well, is there another word like if a
tired.
Man? Well, what if a man, he's overweight, but he's real strong? You'd say he's real what? Would you ever use the word stout?
Stout?
Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
Well, stout would mean, it would mean that he was strong or nothing. I guess it would. But we call stout, like I am, not real fat, but just plump, stout.
And what about strong? What does that mean?
Strong is your strength. You're real strong. We use this. Stout is a size, but I guess you say that post was real stout. You know, it was a strong post. I guess it would be the same.
Well, now, if some person, you know, always has a smile on his face and he never loses his temper, you'd say, well, he's mighty
generous.
What?
Generous.
If he's just always happy.
Oh, he's merry.
And if somebody like a teenager who's, you know, all arms and legs and stumbled around over his feet, you'd say he's
clumsy.
That would refer to physical appearance.
I guess it would.
It would?
I believe so.
Now, a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you know, you say, well, he's just a plain
nut.
And is there another word? A fool.
Fool.
Yeah.
Plain
now,
fool.
Now, could that be talking about men? Or
either one.
Men or women?
Either one.
And now, are there some other names there for that kind of person?
No, I guess not. A fool would cover it all.
Now, is a fool a good word to use?
Well, it's used a lot.
And do you use it?
Yeah, I do.
And a person who has plenty of money and then hangs onto it, you say, well, he's a what?
Tightwad.
Now, someone who gets money and help from other people, you know, he gets that people to help him, but he doesn't give much of anything in return, what would you call him?
He's a tightwad, so he gets plenty of money, but he won't give it to them.
Well, if somebody said, well, I want you to come over here to help me do so and so, or I want to borrow some money from you, but he doesn't ever pay you back or doesn't help you ever.
He's stingy.
Now, would you ever use another word there?
No.
Now,
I can't think.
What would you cut? What do you ever use the word common? If you talk about a person and you use the word common, what would it mean?
Common. Everyday thing. Common is something everyday. Like you.